The Cleveland Browns have been getting mixed reviews following their big draft weekend. By Sunday night, the team's analytics gurus selected a whopping 14 players, and it's a diverse group. Our commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this new stats approach to picking players kept fans guessing and waiting all weekend.
Once they started picking, Amanda, they didn't stop.
Yeah.
They picked and picked and picked. Okay, five trades, 14 players, four receivers, one quarterback.
That's quite a haul.
Well, let's put it this way. 14 players in a seven-round draft matches an NFL record for the most players taken by a team in any draft.
Wow.
Usually, you don't want more than seven or eight because it's hard to keep all those kind of rookies on the roster. But these Browns...
they need a lot of players.
Exactly. So that was the other thing. They took in guys for different reasons. That's why they bring in four. You're not going to keep four rookie receivers. Mm-hmm. You just won't. But the thing is, you have one Corey Coleman that you really like.
They picked him 15.
Yeah, number 15. Then the rest are all in the fifth round. Out of there, you're hoping to find one. Sometimes they'll even draft a player who is injured. Like, for example, their last player they picked is...
Scooby Wright III.
Scooby Wright III.
He's a linebacker.
He is, from Arizona. Actually, in 2014, he was a really good player. Had he come into the draft then, he probably would have been in the first three rounds. Mm-hmm. But he's had some injuries and so on. So the Browns took him in the last round, said, well, let's see if he heals.
Okay.
And then we might get what they call good value. And if not, your first year salary is about all that's guaranteed, sometimes not even that much.
So you're not losing a whole lot.
No, a guy like Scooby Wright, he'll probably be guaranteed about 50 grand, you know, which okay. In the NFL thing is nothing.
So it's not like they drafted 14 players that we're going to see on the field this fall.
No, but the idea being when you get into those lower rounds, you're not sure which of these guys will make it. So the more of them you have, the more likely you are to, you know, the infamous diamond in the rough. You know, what this is also telling you, Amanda, is we're going to be a young team and lose a whole lot of games. That's what the Browns are saying in a nice way.
Right, because they also racked up a bunch of picks for the next few years. So this is going to be how they lay things out here.
Yeah, next year they have two picks in the first round, two in the second round. They'll probably have at least 12. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up with 14 picks by the time they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, this is a big change from 2014, the infamous Johnny Manziel draft. Mm-hmm. They went into that draft with 10 picks. And they only took six players. They traded away some picks to move up. So is this going to work? I have no idea. But I like the concept.
At least that it's a different approach than what's not been working.
It is. You know, Hugh Jackson, the coach, obviously had a pretty big say because who did he want to pick?
He wanted a quarterback, didn't he?
And who did he pick?
Somebody who he said, just trust me on this one. Cody Kessler out of Southern California, USC.
Right. Now, all the draft guys had Cody Kessler being a fifth round or sixth round or maybe not even drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They took him late in the third round. Now, they have three third round picks. See, that's the thing about having a whole bunch of picks. If you like a guy, you just take him. I remember I asked you, I said, well, what's so special? And he goes, accuracy. He goes, he throws the ball in a straight line where it's supposed to be throwing.
There were a couple players that one recovering from leukemia.
Said it's kind of like chicken soup for the soul for Browns fans. They have all these uplifting stories. Sean Coleman, offensive lineman from Auburn, was a top high school player in Mississippi when he signed to go to Auburn. Big-time lineman. Doesn't feel very well right after he gets on campus. He spends 2 years battling this very, very acute form of leukemia. Comes back and ends up getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
They got another one, Emmanuel Ogba.
He's from Nigeria.
Nigeria. His dad was a pastor there, and they left when he was nine because of persecution and things like that. You know, he was the top defensive player in the Big 12.
So, Terry, 3 days, five trades they made, 14 draft picks. You're intrigued by this new model of doing business in Berea.
I am. I want to see the new players. If they didn't have Hugh Jackson as a coach, who I feel pretty good about because he's very experienced, I think it would be even rockier than it's going to be. I think he's got a way. You know, Hugh Jackson is a guy, you got to watch Hugh Jackson because this is like America's most optimistic man. But if you're coming into the Browns, where they are horrible all the time, it helps to be the most optimistic man in the world.
It does. We'll see if it works. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.